Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 10th in the year of our Lord 2015. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always remains the same. It's incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We use the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. That's why we stand against a revolution. We stand for a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we can do it within the confines of the law, and we can do it peacefully, ladies and gentlemen. I know that sounds impossible. It is a road to hoe. We're going to have to depend on the Almighty and defend God's laws, first by living them, then by teaching others to do the same. That's the key. That is the efforts of our broadcast. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, would you please? You fund the Power Hour radio program, Liberty Roundtable, the Liberty News Radio Network, the Genesis Radio Network. You fund us all when you support thepowermall.com. Get it done today. Tell all your friends. By the way, you can give gift cards in any denomination you would like. Call them up today. Get a gift card. Go online. Get a gift card. And share the love with your friends and family for Christmas, would you please? The website, thepowermall.com. The phone number, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Get it done today, would you please? All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt of GunOwners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. There is now a brand new push to stop Donald Trump from being the next president of the United States, not by political means, but by assassination. WorldNet Daily. Trump, quote, "I will never leave this race." I'm sure he sent chills down the spines of a lot of the Republican leaders with that statement. Jesse, quote, "The Body Ventura," once again talks about running for president on the Libertarian ticket. They say it's a grassroots effort to create a legitimate third-party candidate, but Trump has talked about a third party, too. So that means Jesse then says, "Well, I hope Trump considers me," meaning Jesse, "The Body Ventura, for vice president." What would you think about a Trump-Ventura ticket? Huh? The Donald with the body? Wow. I don't even know how to think about that. Ted Cruz says, "I would indeed, if I became president, hire Donald Trump to negotiate trade deals." Breitbart bringing that to the table. Two television entrepreneurs by the name of Valerie Castle and Doug, how do you say his name? Bornstein. They have just what America needs, a 24/7 shopping channel for guns. Using the tagline, quote, "Live shopping." Fully Loaded Gun TV is what it's called. And they want to take the QVC approach to guns, bullets, holsters, two-way radios. Basically, they want to do prepper stuff, 24/7 shopping channel, leading with Guns TV. And by the way, Rand Paul thought of banning Muslims first. Hackam Trump gets all the credit, asks Rand. Well, don't know how to help you, Rand. Maybe you ought to try and help yourself on occasion, huh? Hour two of the broadcast. Now listen, here's the simple and undeniable fact. The overwhelming majority of criminals are Democrats. The media does not report those details, Ted Cruz said in an interview with conservative talk radio host Hugh Hewitt. And that's sure interesting. I guess a man named Budweiser, that's his real name, Bud Weiser. I guess he went to a Budweiser beer plant and got busted for trespassing. United Press International. Yahoo may be about to become internet history, says CNET Radio. Liberals are now praising Hillary Clinton's new ad promoting same-sex couples kissing. All right, Hillary used to be uncomfortable with that stuff, said Bill. Hey, my wife's not very comfortable with that. Okay, but now it's different. A teacher has resigned amid an investigation. I guess she washed out a student's mouth with soap. The parents are outraged. So nowadays, you know, the sex list of students and teachers is growing longer than your arm every day. But man, a teacher tries to hold a kid responsible for the words they use with soap in the mouth. Oh man, that you got to get rid of that teacher for crying out loud. See, we live in a tipsy-topsy world, I'll say that for sure. Here's why Kim and Cammy just named their kid Saint. Well, it was hard for Kim to get pregnant, I guess. And they had to go to extreme measures. Now, the cool part is they're married, and they're welcoming children to their marriage. Can you imagine something like that from the stars? It's quite impressive, actually. All right. Why the liberal media hates Trump. Article by Patrick J. Buchanan does a great job breaking it down. But see, I disagree. I think the media loves Trump. I think they pretend to hate Trump. But I think they love Trump. See, I believe that Trump is on a bender, involved with the mainstream for an agenda. Exactly what that is and how it breaks down, I don't know. Glenn Beck thinks it's to help Hillary gain the White House. I'm not so sure that's correct, but he may be right. I'm convinced it's to make sure that the, quote, insiders, like maybe Jeb Bush or Chris Christie or John Kasich or one of those guys, can be president. You see, Donald Trump polarizes all these issues, takes the spotlight for months and months and months and months, so that the inside Republicans don't really have to answer real questions and stuff. Time will tell what the real goal is. Who will be president's the question, huh? Hillary for prosecution, not president. That's a new campaign to stop Hillary. It combines investigative journalism with legal action. The Clinton Family Foundation is effectively a criminal money laundering operation, principally established to enrich the founders with incredible payoff money, including millions from foreign donors, says Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. He's the founder and chief executive officer of WorldNet Daily, by the way. It's a racketeering enterprise protected by the Democratic Party, including the United States and its attorney general, they continue. Turns out that Joseph Farah, Jerome Corsi, and other journalists are doing their best. The project will be funded by contributions from ordinary Americans to accomplish three main goals. Expand the investigating reports into Hillary Clinton's illegal activities. Empower prosecutors at the state level to bring charges against Hillary. And three, to prevent her from becoming the next president of the United States of America. And boy, do I support those efforts. Joseph Farah, Jerome Corsi, both of you have been on Liberty Roundtable Live many times. I salute you. I want to help you. What can we do to make this become a reality? And where is the other people? Is Alex Jones helping with this? Is Joyce Riley helping with this? Is the Drudge Report helping with this? Is Breitbart helping with this? Shall I keep going? We could use a lot of help. Is Vincent Finelli helping with this? Is John Stattmiller helping with this? Is Mike Rivera helping with this? I hope they all are. We need to really do that. All right. I guess there was punches thrown at a Tamara board meeting. I guess Tamara is like a local government entity there. And I guess people got kind of squirrely, got crazy. Started throwing, but don't worry. The one guy that threw a punch apologizes. Sorry about that. Walmart sues Puerto Rico over astonishing tax increases. Well, hey, fake money never lasts, Walmart. You need to get a handle on that, just so you know. Laziness and lack of sleep can shorten your life, especially when combined, the new study says. All right, we could have told you that without a study. Rand Paul says open borders idea from Rubio's way out of step with the American people. Kirk Cosby's with me. That's a recap. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, so Rand Paul says open borders. Rubio's way out of step with the American people. What's Rand talking about? Is Rubio for open borders, Kurt?
Well, that's apparently what he's been pushing, and so
Rubio's pushing open borders?
Right. Apparently so.
All right, because that's kind of weird, you know. I don't know how you stand on the Republican stage and push for open borders right now. And what's fascinating is that would be the Rand Paul's libertarian idea for open borders, right, Kurt?
Some libertarians agree with that.
Yeah.
At least have in the past.
Generally, the libertarian idea is for open borders. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Hey, Kurt. WorldNet Daily now stating witnesses down in San Bernardino are saying, you know what, we're insisting there were three shooters. Three shooters for San Bernardino. Now, the mainstream press started out by saying there was three people also, Kurt. Then they kind of melted down and went to two and they let it go. But the witnesses, according to WorldNet Daily and other sources, are saying three. Now, I know a lot of people are going to go, Sam, for alternative talk radio, you're sure late to the game on this, Sam. You know what? There's been other hosts talking about this for quite a while. Glad you came to the party, Sam. Okay, I get all that, folks, but I don't jump on these things at first. I wait. I watch. I see what shakes out. I try to stay on solid ground. There's a difference between the mainstream that never admits to this stuff and the alternative media, many times, that jump too quick to this stuff. We try to create a credible fine line between the two. So I get it. I've been watching news sources for a long time on this, several weeks or whatever since it happened. How many days? I can't, you know, time flies, right?
December 2nd.
All right, so December 2nd to what now? December 10th? Okay, so eight days.
8 days.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've been watching this thing the whole time, and but I don't want to be late to the party to the point of ridiculous, like that I won't admit it, but I also don't want to be first and have details wrong. And so I hesitantly say, you know what? When something happens, I think it's a false flag. I think it's a problem. I think the government's lying. I think it's being covered up and made up and manipulated and perverted and confused intentionally. But I usually wait carefully to try to get more of a handle on what's really happening. I don't need to be first to the party. I just need to be correct, well-reasoned, logical, okay? And you know what? I don't want false flags in America, so I'm a little slower to say everything is because I hope it's not, right? But at the same time, when the facts are the facts, and so now they're saying, you know what? The witnesses are saying, you know what? There were indeed three shooters. There just were. And they insist on it, multiple witnesses. And that's what the mainstream press could, if you look, I don't know if they've buried the early reports or not now, but I know early on reporting, it was suggested there were three shooters also. How did that narrative get buried? It reminds me of 9/11 and other cases where we heard all kind of things. Or Oklahoma City bombing. Hey, where's John Doe number two? Well, now the guy vanished, right? They do this all the time, Kurt, and it just points to false flags. What do you think?
Well, you know, you've even got some that are saying that the whole thing was set up. There are some that are saying, you know, they advertised for people that would... I guess you could say act as actors, you know, for this event. You know, it's just, wouldn't it be nice, Sam, if you could just take the word of your government employees, you know, and your, you know, media that you've known all your life, you know, like you grew up with Walter Cronkite and all that kind of stuff. Wouldn't it be nice if you could trust them? If you could believe what they say.
Well, that's a tall order, brother.
I mean, it would just
But you're right.
So
no questions.
Nice. But in, you know, I mean.
And Kurt, when this happens, though, it's hard really to know who the terrorists are. Who's worse? The people who perpetuate this kind of crime? Or the government / media who covers it up and manipulates the truth and really partners in the crime by their lies? Now,
well,
what's weird is when they cover all this up, you got to wonder, Kurt, who was really involved? Who put them up to this? Who's really backing that agenda? And you kind of wonder if they're going to cover it up. Are they part of it? And then they would say you're whacked out, you're crazy, you're a conspiracy nut. But my response is, logically, if you're going to take part in manipulating the truth on it, then logically you got to wonder, why would you do that? What would be your driving agenda for that? Right?
Well, and another, yeah, exactly. And another thing to consider, you know, we hear so many times when, you know, there's an arrest made or something that, in these days it's always, a 50-something-year-old man was going to meet what he thought was a 14-year-old girl, and hey, it turned out it was a, you know, police agent that, you know, was, I mean, you wonder how many of our guys in government service and ladies are acting as, I don't know, like criminals trying to get people to break the law. And is that really a good way to, you know, kind of proceed? I mean, remember the whole Randy Weaver thing? The whole deal started because what the guys wanted him to cut that shotgun off just a quarter inch or, you know, half an inch too short, because the gun laws say that, you know, you can't cut it off, but What was it, 18 inches or something like that? And so then they had to say exactly where it wanted to be cut. And then because he did, then, hey, you know, he was a criminal. And, you know, then you go on from there. So many times you just wonder, man, are our guys that in the old days used to be like Marshall Dillon or whatever, are they the new criminals with the badges, you know?
Well, and that's the problem that we face, and that's why you can't trust them. You don't know what their agenda is. Now we hear there's three shooters. We hear all kinds of strange things, that there were ties. to immigrants that came into Minnesota, etc. You find out that, hey, they were radicalized long ago. The question then becomes, who radicalized them? Okay. You got a real bunch of discussion points happening there with all that. But it gets worse, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
You say, well, how does it get worse? Well, two Afghan trainees at Georgia Air Force Base are now missing, Kurt. Now, okay. Here's what your government says. Don't panic. The backlash against Muslims is already too great. Don't worry. There's no reason to worry about these guys. Remember, Kurt, we checked them out before they came.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty safe, for sure. You know, like yesterday, when I was listening to the Power Hour, you know, with Joyce Riley, and she talked about some of the, one of her affiliates, what is it, KCCA, if I remember right,
yeah,
in California, in the area where, you know, this occurred, and how they've gotten some grief because of some of her broadcasts. Simply, you know, you know, it's back to that whole thing that, I mean, like 9/11, you tell some people what you know happened and start asking questions about it, and they just don't want to hear it. You know,
but this is America. Free speech, baby. So listen, here's the deal. Moody Air Force Base is what it's called, Kurt, in Georgia.
All right.
And these two Afghani trainees are there. Now, they were in the United States for training.
Well, of course.
At the Air Force Base. Now, they're expected to graduate and return to their countries, but they vanished just a couple of days before that. They failed to report on duty, and they were not found in their living quarters on the base. So now we're working on their safe return.
Doggone it.
And it goes on, but here's the thing. They're saying don't act like anything's wrong here. Don't panic. Don't let the backlash against the Muslims happen. You know, this is probably nothing. They probably, like, went on leave. They were allowed to leave the base on the weekends. Maybe they went sightseeing or something in the back, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, I get that we don't want to have backlash against innocent people. I don't care who they are. What race, what religion, any of those. I get that. And I agree with that. We should never have innocents suffer of anything, of any kind. Male, female, children. Okay? But to not panic, to worry about Kurt Crosby having bumper stickers in his luggage on an airplane, to let the border leak like a sieve, to let these Muslims run around in America and
get
say, don't worry.
Shoes off, boy.
Have you lost your mind? There should be a massive manhunt underway for these guys.
Yeah.
They went AWOL, folks. Now, it gets worse, Kurt, because here's the question. Remember, we've told you, through Truth in Media, Ben Swan, through Drudge Report, through WorldNet Daily, through Russia Today, many news services over, we've told you over and over, hey, the United States trained, funded, and armed to the teeth these terrorists. Now you find out they're training them in the United States and arming them. And then they somehow get free and run around, and we say, don't worry. We better find out what happened to them.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this is beyond irony, ladies and gentlemen. So let me get this straight. Eyewitnesses are insisting three shooters in San Bernardino. Your government and media are covering up and lying, folks. What gives there? I don't know. Donald Trump says, hey, man, there were terrorists in America, flat out celebrating back in the 9/11 days by the thousands. The mainstream press melts down and finally admits we covered it up. Trump is right. Now, two Afghan trainees at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia are missing right before they're supposed to go home. Now, we brought these Muslims here. We trained them. We armed them. And we funded them. We were going to send them back to their country. I don't know what side they were going to be on. Because, you know, it's hard to say who's who over there, really, right? Well, we don't even know when people are radicalized here versus there. Nevertheless, they've gone missing and they say, you know, don't worry about the backlash. You got to protect the Muslims. There's a backlash against them. And, man, we can't have that. Don't jump to judgment. Don't jump to conclusions here. But what about the scenario, Kurt, where you and I have been put on a MIAC report as a domestic threat, a domestic terrorist, a domestic concern, an enemy combatant, a possible lone wolf, because we believe in constitutional principles. We believe in God, family, and country. We're religious. We may homeschool. We believe in talk radio. They say we're haters to the highest order. Okay, what about that scenario now? What about the not rush to judgment plan for us, sir?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and it's, I mean, it's the old deal that we see so many times. If it's good for the goose, well, it's just not really good for the gander in these days. You know, it doesn't apply to the White House or the boys with the privileges like it does to us.
Now, the mainstream press manipulating the Donald's words big time. They want you to believe that he wants to ban all Muslims all the time because he's a religious bigot. But that's not the truth at all. Here's what Donald really said. Donald Trump proposed to temporarily ban Muslims from entering into the United States until the federal government gets terrorism committed in the name of Islam figured out. That's all he said. Let's put a halt until we get a handle on this, until we decide what our policy is and why. What he's really saying, and I've been saying this more clear than anybody else for days, Kurt, how do we separate legitimate refugee needs from the terrorist threat. How do you know who's who? How do you vet them? How do you find that out? I think that Donald is exactly saying that. Wait, we got to put a halt on this completely until we get this figured out. He didn't say forever. He didn't say because we
hate
them.
Imagine that.
He just said, look, you know what? We need to protect these people, even the Muslims, who are legitimately good people, from the people who are perverting their religion in the name of terrorism. That's what he's saying. This is not conservatism. This is not what our party stands for. And, more importantly, this is not what our country stands for. House Speaker Paul Ryan says. Do you agree with that, Kurt?
He might. It sure sounds and makes sense to me.
But, what makes sense?
You know,
hold on.
Well, to go and make sure that, hey, these are, you know, these people have their docs in order and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's not what the Republican Party stands for. It's not what our country stands for. You can't be doing that, Kurt. What are you, some kind of a bigot? See, Paul Ryan's jumping to this. Barbara Walters jumping to this. Everybody jumping on the Trump, pardon the pun, for this agenda. That you're crazy, you can't do this, you're some kind of a bigot. Instead of vetting out the reality, he's not saying forever. And he's not even saying that those who are innocent refugees are guilty. What he's saying is we've got to get a handle on how to figure all that out of who's who first, don't we? I don't see how you can argue with that intelligent response.
And you've got different kinds of Muslims, Sam. Apparently, according to the WorldNet Daily piece, that you know, these eyewitnesses said that they, one said, asked by a reporter about the three guys, she said, it looked like their skin color was white. They looked like they were athletic build and they appeared to be tall. So these are kind of different kinds of Muslims, you know. That
no, Kurt, hold on. What she's now doing is blowing the whistle and saying these are probably government military operatives posing and you know. Where do you go from here? See, what the mainstream press isn't going to hear that.
Yeah. A second witness, Juan Fernandez, he confirmed the other.
Now, Juan Fernandez, that sounds like a Muslim for sure.
Well, and told reporters he also saw three white men in military fatigues who took off in a black Impala or SUV. Oh, darn.
Wait a minute. And aren't Impalas and SUVs quite a bit different, Kurt?
Well,
isn't the Impala like a sedan kind of car?
I thought it was like a longer car. But anyway, you know, I remember listening to Joyce's program and the Power Hour, and they're talking about how I believe that some say that the supposed killers were found with their hands tied and all shot up. So, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, I mean, you don't really wonder. You just go.
Yeah, it's kind of like, did we go to the moon narrative? What the heck's going on around here? I mean, this is beyond belief that you can even question all this. But you've got to these days because you can't trust your government. Now, experts are now saying that Trump's Muslim ban is likely constitutional. The Supreme Court has already weighed in on similar issues. And it's constitutional, they say, Kurt.
Well, but the constitutional, you know, figuring by the court, you know, has changed over time, Sam. I mean, you know, when you get a court that can figure that Obamacare is all cool, then, you know, it just kind of changes over the days, over the years, doesn't it? You know, I mean,
it's a good point.
The Supreme Court are sure a little different now than they used to be, I think, you know.
It's a great
Not
point.
Not so supreme.
Wow. So, you know, I don't know. Now, here's the problem. In my opinion, which is always, I shouldn't say always, almost always the case. See, if I say always, then I'm too extreme. If I say never, then I'm too extreme. Okay. Almost always the case. You get these two extremes. Trump banning everybody may be a little harsh. At the same time saying this is not American, this is not the Republican Party, you're evil. Now the Democrats are saying Trump should step down. He's not even able to govern. He's crazy. Okay, all this kind of stuff. Both of them are extreme. To just train terrorists and then when they get loose in America, go, don't worry, be happy, it's all cool. But look out for Kurt Crosby because he might just go crazy. He might lone wolf on us. Sam Bushman, that's the biggest hate group in the United States. I mean, in the state of Utah. Okay, these people are off the charts. At the same time, both sides, in my opinion, in this discussion are extreme. What about the common sense middle idea that says, hey, what if we stop all illegal immigration, Kurt, until we get the border fixed?
Imagine that, Sam.
And that way we don't have any religious litmus test or anything like that that people are trying to point to say you can't do that because of this or that, even though you can. They don't understand the Constitution at all. None of these people are running for elected office, and that's what that discussion related to. There should be no religious litmus test for office seekers, if you will. But that doesn't relate to immigrants. Nevertheless, why don't we just say, look, we're going to stop all immigration until we make sure that there's not illegal immigration. So we're going to stop it until we get it figured out and can promote legal and reject illegal. And if the United States government doesn't have an appropriate policy, then we can fix all that. But we can stop immigration, period, until it's fixed. That ought to put a fire under people's derrieres to get it fixed, wouldn't it, Kurt? See, now, am I too extreme or am I more common sense? See, is Donald Trump extreme because he says stop all Muslim immigration until we get it fixed? What if I say stop all immigration until we get it fixed? Because look, who are the Muslims, Kurt? Who are the terrorists? Are they governments? Are they Muslim? Would they hesitate to do their dirty deeds under the name of Christianity just as easy as Muslim? Or do their dirty deeds under the idea of black or white or whatever? I think they would in 2 seconds, right? So I don't get why we don't just stop all immigration until we stop the illegal. Then once we get it all fixed and squared away, we can appropriately roll out a policy that's common sense, that makes sense, that we all agree to, that would be lawful, legal. Am I too extreme, Karen?
Oh, well, that's certainly something we couldn't do.
But there's no religious, litmus test involved.
Politically correct world that we live in.
There's no attacking of the Muslims or anybody else.
Up is down, what? Backwards is forwards, everything is just topsy-turvy, isn't it?
It is, but I'm just saying, look, until we get this illegal problem solved, look, we can't single out
too much sense,
Muslims. We can't attack people for religious beliefs. Now, I don't see any problem with profiling and saying, hey, these countries have the most likely threats. We should be very careful here. But at the same time, I'm saying, look, somebody that's a hardcore radicalized Muslim could dress up as a punk rocker and cross the Mexican border as easy as anybody else, couldn't they? Just saying. So we got to stop illegal border crossings, don't we? Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so let's just not go along with the religious litmus test that Donald Trump is proposing to ban all Muslim immigration until we get it solved. Let's ban all immigration until we get it solved, Kurt. That would be my proposal, because I just think that way there's no litmus test involved. What we're really against is illegality, and because, you know, we don't have a handle on stopping illegal immigration, if we're going to do the right thing, we've got to do it right and stop all immigration until we can find out what immigration would be legal and appropriate. And all right, I don't know. Now, by the way, on the break, I was paying my Give Me Liberty Fund membership. Make sure that was updated, so I sent that into the Give Me Liberty Fund, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
I just got that done. I sent it in right now.
Yeah, good. Mine just automatically, you know, does that.
I got a receipt for my donation. I know, but you got plenty of money, Kurt, so for your automatic withdrawal, it's no problem. For me, I got to make sure the money's there before that sucker does anything, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, when you're wealthy at $50, just, you know, I mean, it's like
Kurt's ripping.
$10 million in the federal government place, you know.
Heck, yeah, Kurt's got it going on. All right, anyway, so, you know, temporarily ban. Why don't we temporarily ban all immigration?
Mm-hmm.
But now, would that be conservatism? Would that be what the party stands for, Kurt?
Speaking of this whole wealth thing, I don't know if I told you, but I bought a new truck lately.
You didn't buy a new truck, Kurt. Now you're kind of making people think you bought a used vehicle, right?
Yeah, I got one for $500, so I got a new truck.
Kind of a truck.
Well, it's a brand new 93 Chevy, let's see, what's the name? I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, it's a brand new 93.
What do you mean you can't remember the name of it? Come on.
Well, I mean, you know, they got these different kinds, you know.
Yeah, Tacoma, you got the F-150, so, and you got the Tacoma, and you got
a
Chevy, yeah.
It's just a little truck. My one neighbor had it, and he was trying to sell it for $1,000, And when I walked by, I checked with him about it, and he said, hey, you know, it's got a standard transmission. And I did offer it to some other neighbor for $500, and he says it's got, you know, four new tires on it that were almost worth $500.
Does it run?
I guess, yeah. Although the best mileage vehicles you'll ever find are the ones that don't run, Sam.
That's not true.
They don't have transmission. Well, yeah, you get... You know, you don't spend.
You get 0 miles to the gallon on those.
Well, I know, but you don't spend a penny on gas. You know what I mean? But no, this little truck. Hey, it's got its rust spots and stuff.
Why don't you sell it to me for $250 then?
Anyway, I'm just telling you that it is available, at least for Give Me Liberty Fund members. If you need it, you know, we'll even. Borrow a fancy truck, you know what I mean?
There you go. That's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, GiveMeLibertyFund.com is how you get that done. I'm a member, and you ought to be, too.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I know I took you off your thought process, but
well,
I know.
You know, we're in the middle of talking about illegal immigration, and Kurt Crosby's talking about some
truck. But you talked about paying for the Give Me Liberty Fund.
And with a truck?
You know, I was just saying, if you get a $500 truck, then a lot of times you'll have a boatload of money so that you can support the Give Me Liberty Fund. You know, instead of having, you know, a $50,000 truck and you say, man, I don't have 50 bucks a month to put into the Give Me Liberty Fund. You know what I mean? I'm just giving folks an idea that, you know, they could do it the weird way I do it. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
Sam Bushman proposed to temporarily ban all immigration. Man, yeah, what would that do? I mean, if Trump's Muslim, you know, temporary ban is going to put those people into the stratosphere to the points of threats of assassination and everything else, what are they going to do to me if I propose a temporarily ban of all immigration until we get this, you know, thing
figured out? Well, they're going to just say you've been Trumpicized.
Huh? What are you saying?
Well, they're just going to say that you've just been falling off the wagon and you followed Trump so far, you're even gone farther than him. You know what I mean?
Oh.
That's what they'll say. How evil you are. You know what I mean? And I mean, just imagine the idea of checking to see. I mean, it'd be like if you have, excuse me, a front door and a back door in your house, Sam. And you're not able to get to the doors in time, and you decide, hey, I think I'm just going to lock the door, and I'll just have to deal with one door at a time and wait till I can, you know, see who's coming in my house. I mean, that's just insane, Sam. You just should leave the doors wide open and, you know, just let the chips fall where they may, right?
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against people that are Mexican or any culture. I just don't want,
you're
like,
not?
Well, what I don't
Sam,
want is terrorists, thugs,
you,
locked, you know,
guy?
Holding down my school with guns and killing people and stuff. Or my home, yeah. Or my mall, or my That's shopping right. center, or my church, or my wherever I am, my neighborhood.
You
I don't
want
some
want
thugs.
Any of that?
No.
Huh. Wow. How come?
I just don't know. I mean, I don't know why I'd be that way. I guess it's just my terroristic nature.
I guess so, Mr. Mayak Report.
Sam yes, Bushman sir. Proposes
I
to
know,
temporarily
Mr.
ban all immigrants.
Yep.
From the from there entry into the United States until we get terrorism. Now I'm going to take out in the name of Islam because I want to just get terrorism figured out, Kurt.
Yeah. So you mean like somebody like. Imagine if there was a government employee who didn't keep the rules and, you know, kind of created terror. Like, for example, they sent, like, an IRS envelope and that scared your wife to death. I mean, is that terror? Is, you know...
Heck, yeah, that's worse. When... I mean, now don't even get me started because now you got the PATF in bed with the IRS all over health care.
I know, man. I'll tell you what. Talk about terror. You know, that's one of my favorite books is Rand Paul's book called Government Bullies.
I heard that. All right, Kurt, don't worry, though. Good things are happening in the economy, my friend. Shoppers spent more than $3 billion online last Cyber Monday, making it the biggest online shopping day ever.
Yeah.
Now, that's astonishing if you ask me, Kurt. That number's just through the stratosphere. Now, there's this guy, he's a religious leader. His name is Dallin H. Oakes, Kurt.
Yeah.
He's one of the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one of the 12 apostles.
All right.
And he wrote a little article, a little little piece that's little up on LDS.org.
Uh-huh.
Elder Oakes, concerned that worldly gifts overshadow religious aspects of Christmas holiday.
Wow.
Now, boy, do I agree with that. And that's what we're talking about here.
I mean, imagine.
When you got shoppers spending more than $3 billion on a given single day, the largest shopping day ever in the world's history that we know of, Elder Oaks concerned that worldly gifts overshadow religious aspects of Christmas holiday. And that's why I kind of say, folks, back in the day, I said this. I might not be as eloquent as Brother Oaks or Mr. Oaks on this, but I'm telling you, We need to be very careful that we don't just spend our time getting and spending and getting and spending. Spend your time on service to others. Spend your time on thinking about the reason for the season.
I think you should try for a lot of presents.
All right. Well, you guys just start sending them in then.
Well, but yeah. See, there's a different kind of presence that I'm suggesting.
Okay.
And, you know,
like the presence of a father in a home for stability in the family kind of
right.
presence?
You know, there's two kinds of presence. You know, most people think of the one that you thought of right off, you know, like send them in, you know. But the
I was
real
just
kind
joking,
of presence
Kurt.
Is, you know, yeah, I know, but you're doing well, you know. Yeah. But the real kind of presence is hanging out with those you care about, trying to be, you know,
present.
Kind and gentle. Yeah, trying to be present there and with your presence and making maybe a difference in some sort
yeah,
of
grace
way.
Your spouse with your presence.
Well, or in case she wants you gone, you know, she wants some time to herself, then you, you know, move your presence to another area for a while because,
okay.
you know, it could be.
But think about the presence of God in your life. Is he present in your life?
Oh, there's another presence. Good job.
Think about the Savior Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the influence. In other words, how would you behave, ladies and gentlemen, if he were with you? If he were by your side, how would you behave? Would you be as, I don't know, would you spend more than $3 billion? You know, what I'm saying is, how would you behave? Would you act differently if you really knew the literal Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, gave his life for you, and he asks one simple thing, keep my commandments and follow me. Really one and the same, right? Keep his commandments and following him. Okay, and that's all he asked. If his presence were with you, how would you? All right, anyway. We've got to talk about Walmart coming up, too. We'll do that next hour, I guess. They're about presence, just maybe not the same kind. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Kurt's got a point. Go for presence. Presence in your family, in your life. Don't be so cybered out that you can't communicate with your family. Set down the electronics a little bit and be present in your home, in your life of reality, not virtual, and in your church, in your school, in your home, in your work, in your and be present and lead with kind, gentle example. All right. They call me a domestic threat, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.